Hello, it is July 3rd, so we have cards for July 3rd and 4th today, 2022. And they are the Four of Cups reversed, the Seven of Swords, and the Ten of Wands, and a horse. Suspicious activity. The card of the Thief is on the table today, so vigilance may be called for. I imagine after the holiday weekend, the weekly crime report will have many of those little red dots on it, indicating the latest break-ins or assaults or shootings or some other disturbance. The Fox in the Hen House, the Seven of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is in the center today and is our criminal card. Spying, sabotage, sneaks, and stalkers are all represented by the Seven of Swords. My favorite version of this card is from the Wild Unknown deck. A cute little fox pretends to be sleeping with one eye open, and we can see he has stolen one of the seven swords that hang on the wall behind him, tucking it discreetly under its furry body. The Suit of Air is logical, analytical, and is a card of intelligence. On the card, we see what is presumed to be a soldier going rogue, breaking away from camp. Brightly colored tents fly flags in the distance of what looks to be a desert landscape as the thief makes away with five long swords, leaving two behind. And he or she is getting away with it in broad daylight. The dishonest thief is always looking back over his shoulder. This card in the center can address our own dishonesty. But the Suit of Air means business, and the Seven of Swords is also a card of strategy, keeping your cards close to the vest. This is a smart card and could be the advice of the day. Whether this is you or us or someone else playing the role of the thief today, someone may be gathering intelligence, and you may want to keep your own business to yourself. The Four of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, the card of apathy and overall dissatisfaction in the reverse can be even more of it, something one shouldn't keep close to the vest. Depression is one interpretation of the Four of Cups, both in the upright and in the reverse. And the Ten of Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, is one of unburdening oneself. The human is struggling with a load of wood too big to carry, and it's an uphill battle. It's too much for one human to bear. This is an oppressive weight and a lot of work. As the sneaky Seven of Swords, you may simply be sneaking out of your own. There may be an invitation or opportunity you can't turn down, or you will, and may use work as an excuse to get out of something. But little lies can turn into big burdens, asks the Ten of Wands.